We talked last week, Senator, a little bit about the new phase of the COVID-19 vaccinations. You had the opportunity to visit one of those clinics, I believe, in your district this past week.
Yes, sir. In my district last Friday, I was invited to come over and thrilled that I did so, that I took the time to spend a little time in West Plains. There was a mass vaccination in West Plains. And, you know, I didn't get the vaccine myself because I don't fall within the first category, but I'll get one when I'm eligible. But, you know, I was over there to just watch the process. I was curious about how is this going to actually work? How are we going to get that many, you know, vaccinations completed? And I was absolutely astounded at the level of collaboration. I mean, they had everybody from volunteer fire department, the hospital, the city administrators, the folks there at the schools. They had nurses and nurses in training, media. I mean, you wouldn't believe just how wonderful. I'll give you an example. When you pull up, they had golf carts out there to take you to the door. They had people right there in the front entrance of the Civic Center, 8 tables long, sat down. As soon as you got your information, you had a piece of paper, you went around, you got in line. And you got the preliminary as to what this is going to be. You went right to a station, you got a shot, and then you're shuffled back to a place where you sat for 15 minutes. It had a big old clock on the wall, like counting down, this is how long you have to sit here. They had volunteer fire department people there, ambulance there in case people had a reaction. I mean, it was amazing. And then they had a golf cart waiting for you, and you just went right on back to your car. They ended up giving 2,800 vaccinations in one day. And I just thought it was phenomenal. And I know those kinds of things are happening in other areas across our state, and I'm just really thrilled. And just wanted to take a minute to say, wow, thank you, and what a great job.
If nothing else, that very reassuring, at least should be, for those who are wondering what kind of experiences these are.
Sure. I mean, I didn't know, and I was thrilled I went down to see it for myself. Yeah.
This week, you filed some more legislation.
I did. You know, this morning I was able to file Senate Joint Resolution 26. It's a measure that will go to the voters in November 22 if we're successful here. And what I'm doing is that providing an opportunity for our Missourians, for folks in my district, to continue to have coverage for pre-existing conditions. You know, right now, we have unprecedented times. There's times when, because of downfall in our economy, we may be switching jobs. We may be switching insurance carriers. Also, we know that there's lots of folks that have COVID and there's going to have some reoccurring conditions because of COVID. We just want to make sure that those people do not come up short when it comes to coverage. This will make it possible to where, as a state, we require insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions.
And again, this is something that would go on the ballot.
It would go on the ballot. So I love it when the people have a choice to decide whether it's a good thing for them or not. I like to provide that opportunity. The main thing is that this amendment would keep insurance companies from denying coverage, excluding benefits, or charging more to children and adults with pre-existing conditions. That's pretty much it. There's a component there that talks about some of our older adults or children being able to maintain them on our insurance coverage as well. And you may ask, why now? Well, we have a question currently with the Supreme Court as to whether or not the Affordable Cares Act will continue. And so this is a safety net for our Missourians, for our folks in our district, to make sure that they're not caught in that mess. I just have this vision of, you know, the guys that work hard, a farmer, and he thinks he's covered. And he goes, maybe he's been on blood pressure for a while, and then he has a heart attack and finds out he's not covered. They lose the farm, and that's not good enough.